بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed with regard to the Injil which was given to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which had come after the Torah which was given to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the final scripture, the final kitab, the final book, which is the Qur'an al-Kareem, which was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just as the Injil was an affirmation of the teachings of the Torah, and likewise each scripture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced the teachings of the scripture before it, the fundamental beliefs that were mentioned, likewise the Qur'an al-Kareem as well was an affirmation and also reinforced the teachings of the books of Allah which had come before it. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. And we had sent down to you the kitab, the book which is the Quran, with truth, which was an affirmation of all the scriptures that had come before it. This we had explained yesterday as well. The fundamental beliefs of each of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were all the same. وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ. And this Qur'an was in fact a guard, a protector over the scriptures of the past. What does this mean? Is that by virtue of the Qur'an being sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qur'an actually preserved the true teachings of the scriptures before it, the Injil, the Torah, the Zabur, the other books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah then says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ عَمَّا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. So pass judgment amongst the people in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to you, and do not follow their desires, turning away from the truth which has come to you. In other words, do not go by what they want and what they desire. The Quran has been given to you. The Quran is applicable in all cases, all situations. Therefore, pass judgment in accordance to the laws of the Quran. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that for each nation, for each group from amongst you, we have created a specific code of law and a way of life. And this we had also explained yesterday, that each nation, each ummah, each nabi was given a different shariat, a different set of laws and rules as far as the things of this world were concerned. And what is the wisdom behind this? Allah now says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. That if Allah wished, He would have made you all one nation. In other words, there would have been no differences as far as the various scriptures were concerned and the teachings of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam were concerned. Each and every person would have been given one book, or one book would have been sent down, and the teachings of every Nabi would have been exactly the same as far as the laws of this world were concerned. But why did Allah not do this? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا آتَاكُمْ. So this is the wisdom of having different Anbiya, different Shariats, in order to test you with regard to what He has given you. So in order to see the submission of the people, will they submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will they accept each Nabi as they come? And thereafter Allah says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So hasten, compete with one another in doing good deeds. In other words, hasten to submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Your return will be to Allah. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of you will return to Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And then Allah will inform you, Allah will set the record straight as far as those matters in which you had differences of opinion. So where the Nasara, the Yahud would claim certain things with regard to their beliefs and claim that this was the teaching that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to us, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would refute these false claims of theirs. So Allah says, do not worry about this. On the day of Qiyamah, when you stand before Allah, Allah will set the record straight and He will pass judgment amongst you and tell you who was correct and who was incorrect. وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. Allah then repeats this for emphasis, that pass judgment amongst the people in accordance to what Allah has sent down. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. Do not follow their desires. Do not follow what they want. وَأَحْذَرُهُمْ. And Allah then cautions Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that be wary of them. Be on guard. Be cautious, so that they do not turn you away. أَنْ يَفْتِنُوكَ عَنْ بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Be cautious, be wary, so that they do not turn you away from some of the laws which Allah has sent down to you. In other words, if you are not on guard, then they will come to you and they will attempt to persuade you to change the rulings of the Quran. So be very careful in this regard. Of course, if you are going to be steadfast and you are going to pass judgment in accordance to the Quran, these people may not like it. But do not worry about this. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا Allah says, if they turn away, in other words, if they are not prepared to accept your rulings, your judgment, then فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْدِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ Do not think that this is some fault of yours. Rather understand that Allah only wants to punish them for some of their sins. So in other words, this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will cause these people to turn away from you, to reject you, not to follow you. Why? So that this can then become a sabab and a means of their punishment. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these people who are deviated, who are transgressors, who are sinners, will be punished for their sins. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ Allah says, verily, many people are disobedient, are transgressors. So this is not something that should bother you, O Nabi of Allah. This is the system of Allah in this world. And finally, Allah then says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ That are these people seeking laws and rulings from the time of ignorance, from the period of ignorance, whereas the Quran has been given to them, this is an updated book, this is an applicable book, and you are the final Nabi of Allah. Yet they still want rulings from the time of ignorance. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمِ يُوقِنُونَ Who can be better than Allah as far as rulings are concerned, as far as judgment is concerned? These people should submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is of course only for a group or for a nation who has conviction. If they truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will accept that the Quran is the final book of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final Nabi of Allah. And they will accept whatever ruling He gives to them, which has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.